Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
You are, but the sun just popped out in the city, and it always feels good. This is Chicago's afternoon news. I'm Lisa Dent. Bill Snyder is going to join us in just a second. Check up on all the weather and, you know, a variety of things surrounding that. 847 said, has anyone asked a flight attendant what their thoughts are? Huge decrease in verbal abuse, I'm sure. That was in relation to a conversation we were having earlier about the airlines lifting the mask mandate. But now we know that all transportation in Illinois, the mask has been lifted. So people go home on Metro this afternoon or they get on the L, they don't need a mask.
No, I wouldn't say that, Lisa. We have to hear from the CTA and from Metro. And we looked at it. Metro put out a statement literally 13 minutes before the governor, Metro reinforcing that masks were required because of the governor's policy and then the governor lifting that policy. So logically, you would think if they put the responsibility on the governor, that once the governor changed it, they would lift the mandate, but they have not yet. We'll see if they put something out. Same for CTA.
Okay, that was my logic, so I did jump
the
gun.
No, it makes sense, but yeah, we just have to wait. But the flight attendants, too, their first statement today, I alluded to earlier, was they were complaining about the way it was handled. So they weren't jumping up and down.
There were people mid-flight, and everybody's got access, and so they're like, oh, I'm taking my mask off. And then it's another argument that a flight attendant has to deal with. 630 is texting about Kevin, the person you heard prior to the news that needs a robotic feeding device so he could live a little more independently. He's 31 years old. 630 said, listening to Kevin, I had a similar situation. My daughter was born deaf and insurance wouldn't cover hearing aids ever. We appealed many times. $8,000 were her first hearing aids. They didn't consider it medically necessary. Luckily, we had family to help us out. Please let us know where we can make a donation to help Kevin. He said that's not where he is. He's not looking for a GoFundMe. He's not looking for help. He really does want the insurance company to buck up and pay for these. All right. It is good to feel sunshine. Bill Snyder is with us. He's been at WGN for 25 years. Behind the scenes, people know that he is the producer for Tom Skilling. And Tom's in Hawaii. Is that where he is, Bill?
Yeah, Lisa. Happy Tuesday. It's good to talk to you.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Doing great.
It sure is great to feel a little sunshine, isn't it?
Yeah. So you wrote me a note and you said something happened on Easter that hasn't happened in 25 years. That's the entire time you've been at WGN TV.
So what was it? Well, you know what, Lisa? Much of the day we had a mix of sun and clouds and it was kind of chilly in the 40s. But, you know, Sunday night, this weather system moved in towards the region and brought us some wet snow. And as you know, many areas woke up to a coating of snow on Monday morning, and the fact is this is the first time that we've had snow of any kind on an Easter in 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's crazy about that is last year, Easter was 2 weeks earlier than it was this year, and it was 76 degrees. This year, Easter fell 2 weeks later, and we were nearly 30 degrees colder. So go figure that.
I'm trying to wrap my head around the fact that it might be in the 70s or near 80 on Saturday. Is there any truth to that?
Oh, there's definitely some truth to that. Yeah, we got, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a bumpy roller coaster here along the way. But yes, there is definite truth to that. We're going to, we have actually a nice day ahead on Thursday in between weather systems. Tomorrow we have a weather system moving at us from the west to bring us some showers, maybe a thunderstorm later in the afternoon and into tomorrow night. That system will move out and push to the east, and we'll have some sunshine on Thursday with temperatures, believe it or not, pushing 70 on Thursday. We've only done that, I believe, four times so far this year. It's been a chilly April, Lisa. Kind of, people are wondering, you know, I've had many people ask me, boy, this is is it just me, or has this been a really miserable month so far? And the fact is, it has. But you'd be surprised to know that there have actually been Aprils that have been much worse. So currently, it ranks among the coldest 25% of all Aprils since we have records that go back to 1871. It's running about 3.5 to 4 degrees below normal. But the big difference is that this April is 10 degrees colder than April a year ago. So from year to year, it's been a noticeable change. And we've actually had 7 days this month where it snowed, believe it or not.
I've always felt like April was our worst weather month all year in the Chicagoland area. Am I off base on that?
You know what? I would say you're not off base. And the reason being, Lisa, is that I think after, you know, the long, dreary months of winter, you know, and it's no secret here in Chicago that, you know, once we get into November, December, and January, those are typically our cloudiest months. So obviously we get into the coldest period of the year where we get snow, but we see very little sun. The days are short. And so by the time we get to March and April, I think we have this hunger for sunshine and warmer weather. And while we do get a day here and there, it seems like it's just a tease. And
yeah,
the fact is that to get any kind of warmth that's sustainable, it just doesn't seem to lock in. And, you know, a large part of that is due to this big body of water that's sitting next to us, Lake Michigan. And it just takes a long time. It takes weeks, in some cases months, for the water to warm up to a, you know, respectable level. And therefore, then its cooling influence will become less pervasive as we move along. So that's one of the factors.
Bill Snyder is with WGN-TV, and he's filling in for Tom Skilling today, who he works with on a daily basis. Yeah. We're going to talk about, hopefully, the fact that we won't see any more snow this year. We'll see if he's got the answer to that. And everybody wants to know about planting. Maybe he'll give us some key dates, but first to check on traffic with Gabe. Chicago's afternoon news. This is 720 WGN. In response to our conversation with Kevin Sullivan, who is looking for a robotic device just so he can feed himself, and his insurance company saying, nah, we're not covering that. 618 said, when I get to be president, like John will be king. But if I were president, that would be the first thing I would tackle, the horrible insurance companies and all they get away with. The things they won't pay for that they deem unnecessary is appalling. They are as heartless as Putin and get way too much of people's hard-earned money, and we have absolutely no recourse. I didn't hear the gentleman's name who needs the feeding apparatus, but God bless him and his fight against the insurance company, and I hope and pray he wins. This is a hot-button topic for me and the sheer unfairness of it all. His name is Kevin Sullivan, if you want to Google him and read his story. Hey, I'm Lisa Dent. It's 3:50. Thanks for joining us. Bill Snyder is somebody who is behind the scenes all the time at WGN-TV in the weather department for 25 years. And, you know, we were talking about the snow and how unusual that was on Easter and to wake up on Monday morning. But, boy, we've nothing to complain about because they got really hit in some other areas, didn't they, Bill?
They sure did, Lisa. And, you know, that snow, that weather system that brought us the snow yesterday morning was part of a weather system that had dumped up to 40 inches in Montana and more than 20 inches in parts of the Dakotas, North Dakota and northern Minnesota. And that storm then, after it moved through our area yesterday, moved out to sections of the Northeast and not the big cities. It was too warm for snow along the big cities in Boston, New York, and so forth. But interior New England, they had up to 18 to 20 inches of snow, along with wind gusts of 60 to 70 miles an hour. So I think our little 1 to 2 inches of snow on the grass was certainly tolerable compared to what it could have been. And you know, it's interesting, Lisa, is that snow that fell up north, there's a correlation to that snow and our chilly temperatures because, you know, our weather is driven by the jet stream. And when the jet stream buckles in from the northwest, like it has here much of the past several days, those steering winds are coming in out of Canada and the northern tier states where there's still a heavy layer of snow covering the ground. So that's adding some extra chill to the air that would otherwise, you know, would be felt at a different time of the year. So they're still dealing with snow cover. Obviously, we're not here, but it definitely knocks off a few degrees off of what it would otherwise be. We'd be a lot warmer than we are. So, but that being said, on the plus side of things, you know, if you go outside and, you know, just to have the sun out, you think, oh, you know, it doesn't feel so bad. And there's a reason for that, because the fact is that the sun is 3.5 times stronger than it was in December right now in April. So that it definitely lends a warmer feel to the air despite the chilly temperatures. You know, today, for example, our high so far has been 48 degrees. We should be around 60 this time of the year. So we're not anywhere close to where we should be. But again, it is sure welcome to see the sun, because we've not seen much this month. A typical April would normally see about 51% of our normal sunshine. So far this month, we've had just 37%. So it's been a very disappointing month thus far if you're looking for some extra vitamin D from Mother Nature.
And, Bill, we're done with snow, right? It's over. It's done. We're not going to see
anymore.
I'd
never say never. We've had flurries into May before, Lisa, but I don't see any additional snow in our future. You know, we're going to, again, as we were talking about earlier, we got a gorgeous warm-up ahead this weekend on Saturday. All indications suggest we're going to see our first 80 of the year. I think people are going to be outside in droves soaking up the warmest temperatures we've had since last October. And ironically, if you look at history, weather history, typically when we would see our first 80-degree temperature, it's actually coming right on schedule. And weather history suggests that April 21st, which is Thursday's date, is typically the average first date of our first 80-degree temperature. So, you know, if we get it Saturday, which at this point I think we will, it's coming right on par. However, we do look like – it does look like it's going to turn cooler again next week, unfortunately. So this is a short-lived warm-up. The warmth will spill over into Sunday. Won't be quite as warm as it will on Saturday, but we should eke out another day in the 70s with you know, some showers and possible thunderstorms as cooler air moves in. But disappointing for warm weather enthusiasts looking out longer range. It does look like the pattern turns cool again in the 1 to 2 week range. And I was looking at some weather ensembles from some of our medium range guidance that we were able to look at, and they're suggesting a overall cooler than normal pattern as we move into May, and that may persist beyond the middle of the month. Now, again, cooler than normal in May is relative, because, you know, as you know, we continue to gain daylight each day, and the normal average temperature continues to go up each day. So with that being said, a cool day in May doesn't feel the same as typically a cool day would in March or April, like we've had in recent days.
This is Bill Snyder from the Weather Department at WGN-TV. So if it's 80 on Saturday, I know the grocery stores and the suburbs have already started setting up their, you know, their temporary buildings for plant sales. And I can't imagine what Home Depot or Menards, the garden centers, are going to be overwhelmed on Saturday.
I'm sure.
And yeah. We say Mother's Day for planting, but, you know, people are itching. They once it gets sunny, they're going to want to put something in the ground.
Right, right. No, I totally understand that, Lisa. And my advice would be just to exercise a little bit of caution, just because we're you get that itch when we get the warm day like we're going to have on Saturday and even Thursday. Like I said, Thursday won't be far from 70 and may even hit 70. However, just looking at history as a guidance, and this gives us some dates on when typically, you know, you'd be safe to start planning things. And here in the city, typically it's around the average date of the last frost is around April 22nd, April 20th, 22nd. Which, so we're moving in on that date. But the near suburbs and, you know, which would be Naperville and you know, Elmhurst and some of the northern suburbs that surround the city. Typically, you want to wait till mid-May. And as you mentioned, Mother's Day, that's kind of been a guide in years past. If you're out in the Fox Valley, say towards St. Charles, Aurora, DeKalb, you might want to wait until May 20th, because those areas typically can still, even on a clear night, they cool off. more efficiently. The city, the urbanization of the city, kind of protects us here. And you'll see temperatures, on some cases, that can be 10, 12 degrees cooler out in the Fox Valley than it is here, right in the heart of the city. So, we're going to enjoy the warm weather. There's no question about it. But I would say just hold off a little bit on the planting because, as I mentioned, the pattern itself looks to be kind of cool as we move into May. So I can't for sure say if we're going to see frost during some of those days. But with a relatively cooler than normal pattern establishing itself moving into May, it's probably a good idea to just hold off a little bit on that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to Saturday. 80 is going to feel good.
It really is. I mean, we're, you know, just to throw open the windows, get some fresh air, take a walk. I'm sure that the lakefront will be flocking with people, no question.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bill Snyder, thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Lisa, great to talk to you, and you guys have a wonderful day.
We will. Terry Savage is going to join us next. You got money questions? Well, she'll have answers for you. She shoots it straight. That's after the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with Steve Bertrand on 720 WGN.
Chicago's very own WGN.